50 short years from when Stanley Whittingham created the very first rechargeable lithium-ion battery, they have exploded onto the market, charging many of the devices we depend upon, from itty-bitty ones in our mobile phones through to the banks of them in cars. They have increasingly powered our lives. Well, since Akira Yoshino made the design changes to the original design in 85 that made the concept commercially viable. Actually, maybe saying exploding onto the market was a poor choice of words, because unfortunately, exploding is a major issue if this type of battery, lithium ion, is damaged, charged incorrectly, or overheated, instances of which have caused catastrophic fires on cargo ships, well, even on the recent submarine disaster that a Russian nuclear submarine experienced in the, well, North Sea. Now, the engineering school at Edith Cowan University could have the solution with their research into zinc air batteries, with their research pointing to a battery that's lighter, more powerful, quicker charging, and safer than lithium-ion batteries. Joining me on the phone now is Dr. Mohammed Rizwan Azhar, part of the research team, to explain this very exciting electricity source. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks.
Look, I have no idea how lithium-ion batteries work. They weren't popular when I studied chemistry. Perhaps if we start off with a lithium-ion battery, how do they store electricity, and what makes them so volatile in certain circumstances?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I think that's a good point to start with. So the conventional lithium-ion batteries, which are already in large-scale applications in our EVs and all over the place, so the phenomena for any battery is actually it's electrochemical reactions. We get electricity from a source, like from the grid or from wherever we can get it. So the electricity source would be there that will transfer its power or energy to the chemicals. In case of lithium-ion batteries, it will be the lithium ions which will get charged and go to the other side of the battery and will be stored as ions. Mm-hmm. We have a separator in between an electrolyte, which can be of organic source or an organic electrolyte. And then once we use it, the ions will go back and then be again ready for the next phase of charging and getting discharging. So it's a cyclic process where we store our electricity energy in terms of chemicals, which is lithium ions in our particular case. Mm-hmm. So the issue with, or if I can go further, the issue with the lithium ion batteries is mainly the thermal runaway reaction or getting heated up and getting a chain sort of reactions where that organic part of electrolyte will catch fire and it can go to explosion as well.
Why is that chemical reaction inherently, has the potential to be so ferocious?
So that means the reaction in an ideal world, and that's like the normal process, is it's getting the electricity, get charged, the ions would go to the other side of the battery. Mm-hmm. But what happens, that the technical term is the dendrites formation. So the solid lithium would form like sort of spikes.
Yep.
So very sharp spikes, which will connect the anode, the positive side, and the cathode side of the battery. So the other way around, maybe. So just to connect it and get a short circuit, which will eventually can result in a fire. So that is the main cause with that organic phase, which is like sort of fuel for the battery, or which can be a fuel for the battery, like resulting in a fire. So that's how that does happen in a lithium-ion battery, the conventional one.
And that sort of those ion spikes, those lithium spikes, can happen if that battery is overheated, and that can happen through overcharging, or if the battery is actually ruptured.
That can be like the overheating would happen because of a side reaction. So the basic phenomenon of having those dendrites or the chemistry side, which is the complex side of it, is different. So the temperature can be a factor, but the in situ generation of heat and because of unwanted reactions or side products, that is causing actually the main trigger point for that a thermal runaway reaction and then further explosion of the battery itself. So it will be like a real-time explosion. So in case when there would be, you know, large pack of batteries of lithium ion, and if something can go wrong by side reactions of having those dendrites formed, it will be at a catastrophe, like an explosion real time, depending on how big the size of battery or battery pack is.
Yeah, well, we've certainly seen some pretty catastrophic ones where there's lots of lithium ion batteries together. What is a zinc air battery? How does a zinc air battery store energy?
So the zinc ion is like, or the zinc air battery actually, that is, you know, we have mainly the material side of it and then the electrolyte, which in other cases, so the lithium ion battery is an organic compound. We have here an inorganic compound, which is potassium hydroxide, which is alkaline solution. And then one side of battery is made of mostly the pure or modified zinc, which is very cheap, lot available in Australia, and the other side of the battery would be a cathode where air comes in. So we call it air cathode because we will be using air from the source from the nature. Mm-hmm. It's air, an electrolyte which is potassium hydroxide, another side of battery which is anode of zinc, and then the ions which are hydroxyl ions, we call it in the chemistry term, will go for the charging and discharging of the battery. So at one side of the battery, it will be consumption of those hydroxyl or OH ions producing oxygen, and the other side would be getting oxygen again from the air and converting it back into the hydroxyl ion. So it's like a chemistry side, but in a simple word, it will get air from the environment, again will return back its air to the environment. This is how the charging would be happening and discharging would be happening.
And so the movement of that hydrogen back and forth is potentially less harmful than the lithium?
Yes, it's hydroxyl ion. It's not hydrogen, because hydrogen, if hydrogen is getting produced with the battery, which is not the desirable thing for a zinc air battery, so it should be just the hydroxyl ion, OH, with the negative symbol on it. So it's hydroxyl ions. In an ideal world with the zinc air battery, it should be just getting them produced and reduced. So it will be getting those air molecules from oxygen molecules from the air, and having that continuous supply or the availability of hydroxyl ions inside the battery, which are there from a source, which is potassium hydroxide. So material is already there. We're just getting help from the air, like getting that oxygen. We consume it for our battery, a charge storage, but we return it back once we use the energy from the battery. So the oxygen, we don't actually consume the oxygen from the air. It's just a continuous cycle. So it's hydroxyl ions, which are the charge carrier or the energy carrier, actually, in this battery.
So one of the inputs aren't even actually, well, consumed. They're part of the output as well, being the oxygen.
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
That is trippy. So why is a zinc air battery able to hold more charge, and why are they quicker to charge? Sorry, I don't mean to. I don't want you to give the secrets of your research away, but this is intriguing.
So like as I said, so there are two types of what we call it, the material transport. So in this case, for the zinc air battery, this one are the aqueous ions. So it's way fast to move by supplying that charge from the external source, which would be grid or wherever, from solar or from wind or from wherever we get the energy or as electricity. Mm-hmm. So it's way quicker to just move them around, the ions, in a solution phase or in the water, actually, which is like a solution of sodium hydroxide. So it's way fast to move them. And if we can tune what we did, tune the material side where we get the air, like cathode, which we have engineered material for this particular research. We published that paper recently. So that is how we engineer our material in the battery so that it can have like very smooth uptake or intake of air, oxygen, mm-hmm. air, which will eventually give us oxygen. So that very easy diffusion of air from or oxygen from the environment would have very fast kinetics if we have the correct type of engineered material, which is our job actually, just to come up with new cheaper materials out of, let's say, the transition metal which are abundant in Australia and Western Australia, like nickel or cobalt or zinc, as I said, is already, we are the first or the largest in the world, Australia as a country, to produce and have zinc as a supply, but we just don't want to supply to the world and then get the batteries from them. We really want to make those batteries in-house to use or be leader in this battery technology.
For real, gosh. Design.
Yeah.
If you've just tuned into On The Record, I'm talking to Dr. Mohammad Rizwan Azhar, an engineer at Edith Cowan University, and we're talking about their discovery around zinc air batteries. Now, Rizwan, guess I got to ask it, what are the negative environmental impacts of the components required and their disposal once a zinc air battery is fully depleted? Is it more harmful to the environment?
Compared to the lithium ion batteries, the zinc batteries would be quite easy or would be like less harmful to the environment in terms of recycling. We are not get to that state, but it will be quite simple compared to the lithium. The lithium footprint as a waste would be very high, but in terms of the zinc battery for the recycling, it would be much easier and with a less harmful impact on the environment. Yet we are not at that state, but this is how the anticipation is. Zinc would be much more easier to recycle, and so as depending on what type of other side of battery we have, the cathode side where we can have nickel or cobalt or other composites. So composite might be a bit of a tricky thing to recycle, but the anode side, which is zinc, would be much more easier compared to lithium ion batteries.
Just where does zinc naturally occur? You say it's very common in Australia. What sort of settings do we normally get zinc from?
We have zinc mining in Queensland, in NSW. We have the largest one, I believe, in Ritson in Tasmania. We are producing zinc from there. So the zinc is, as I said, we are the number one in the world, and that is also the economic, one of the economic factors as well, by getting a lot of revenue from that mining side of the zinc. So we are the largest producer in the world, Australia.
And
it is in the Queensland, it is in the NSW, and it is in Tasmania. We have some in Western Australia as well.
How damaging to the environment is the mining of zinc?
Well, that is another aspect of our research, actually. So we are in the process of developing the technologies for less carbon intensive mining of zinc and lithium as well, because we are not ruling out lithium for sure, because lithium is a vital source for the lithium ion batteries or for EV technologies. So we are our research also covers the energy input side of the mining of zinc and lithium, but really I can't tell you the exact number at the moment, how intensive it would be in terms of carbon footprint. That is where we are really interested in, to reduce the carbon footprint through our research.
Now, Rizwan, it was some 15 years before engineers made lithium ion commercially viable. How long before there's a zinc air powered electric car called the Edith?
Really not a straightforward answer to that question, but what I have seen, different parts of the world, like in the US, there is a company which is called Zinc 8. They are having those prototypes and large-scale zinc air batteries. In other parts of the world, like Israel or different countries, they are in the process of upscaling the zinc battery so that we can have, at a larger scale. But I can tell you the good thing about zinc batteries is we will have less footprint of getting similar or even more charge storage capacity compared to lithium ion. In terms of timing, I can't really predict how long it should be, but it should be very fast, because the fast track research, and that's what we are trying here as well, to have prototyping the product development in-house in Western Australia at ECU, And we welcome industry as well just to come forward, and we should be the leader in this particular domain for the commercialized one. So it should be soon.
And Rizwan, to plot forward in the future as well, I mean, given that they have a greater power output, will they be powerful enough to make air travel by stored electricity a reality, or even enough torque to, say, power a cargo ship?
The powering a cargo ship or going into the with the, like with the sea freight or the with sea vehicles, it should be much more promising in terms of if we go with the zinc air batteries for the future. I hope, and that's what we are targeting. Mm-hmm. For airplanes or for air traffic, or you know, for that side of it, it seems promising as well because of its high energy storage capacity. So we need to go longer distances with the high power storage or energy storage in those devices. So yes, the future is there.
Well, Rizwan, thank you so much for explaining zinc air batteries to us this morning, and congratulations on the progress in your research. And it's fantastic that it's being done here in our backyard. It'll be fantastic if you can get the momentum to have them manufactured locally.
Jeff, thank you very much. Yeah, that's it. As I said, like we are passionate about that one, and we want to be leader in not in only the zinc air batteries, but other types of air batteries, like lithium air batteries can also be a possibility. We are looking forward towards total solid batteries, which are again the lithium batteries, but we just want to get rid of those organic electrolytes, which cause actually the fire or the explosion of lithium batteries. So yes, we are towards that. Excuse me. So we are towards that direction. We will want to have our own production in-house in Western Australia and Australia overall.
Well, thank you very much, Rizwan. And I am definitely looking forward to that zinc air-powered electric car called the Edith Cowan. Look forward to that one.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Dr. Mohammed Rizwan Azhar from Edith Cowan's engineering team talking to us about their discoveries in the area of zinc air batteries. Damn exciting research to be able to replace a fallible unit like a lithium-ion battery.